The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we finish each other's sentences.
I always like to let people know that right up front. Of course, the overall name of the show is Being Here.
And today's episode, Are You the Captain of Your Ship or Just a Deckhand?
I love that title.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's very fun because, you know, everybody wants to be the captain, or at least you think you want to be the captain of your ship.
But then you take actions or don't take actions that determine who's running your life.
Whether the circumstances are running your life or you are.
Okay. Where do we start? How about listening?
I like that.
Listening is something that we all think we do. And that's what we do. We think about what's being said and we consider that listening. Ariel, and my definition of listening is when you listen to hear what another person is saying from their point of view, not to see whether or not you agree or disagree, because that's more thinking about, but to hear another point of view. Now, the interesting thing about that is it'll resolve arguments and fights, and it will also transform your life, because most of us are not in the current moment of our lives. We're thinking about our lives. And if you truly listen, it will pull you into the current moment of your life. And that's where transformation happens. And transformation is basically a byproduct of getting into the current moment. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. We are not going to try to change you or fix you or make you better in any way. Our approach is anthropological, and an anthropologist neutrally observes cultures, neutrally and objectively observes cultures without judging what they see. Now, if you started to observe the way you interacted with your life neutrally rather than complain to yourself about your life, magic would happen.
I'd like to go back to listening for a moment.
Please, let's.
Because we talk about listening virtually every show. And I realize that a lot of our listeners listen to our show regularly. So your skill set of listening is likely to be expanding. You can think of today as a gymnasium to strengthen your ability to listen. It's not something that you already know and you can disregard, like a set of muscles. Oh, yes. I worked out my legs for
last month.
Or on Wednesday last week, so I can forget about them today. See if you can keep brewing yourself to actively engage, which, by the way, makes you the captain of your own personal ship as opposed to a deckhand. And what I mean by that is we all have tangential thoughts. Thoughts that just happen like a stream, and you can follow those, or you can keep bringing yourself back to the moment, back to being here, back to listening, and as you do that, you gain control in your own life.
I like that. That's very good.
There are three basic principles to instantaneous transformation, and that's another thing we like to touch on at the beginning of the show, so let's do that.
Well, the first principle is anything you say no to sticks around. another way of looking at that is for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if you say no or you disagree or don't like how your life is showing up in the current moment, you get stuck in the moment of disagreement. So anything you resist persists, it grows stronger, and it dominates your life.
You know, I really see that in that, Shine, I have a cold right now, and a number of people that I know either have belly flus or colds or, you know, a bit of spring bugs. And if you tend to resist that, first of all, it seems to take forever. You also don't take appropriate action, so you'll resist that you've been not feeling well, you'll overdo, and then you'll extend the period of time that you're not feeling well. So what you resist persists, grows stronger, it dominates your life. Second thing is you can only be exactly as you are.
So if you're sick in this moment, that's the way you are.
If you're well in this moment,
that's the way you are.
If you're listening to us in Europe and it's now getting dark, or you're here on the East Coast and it's midday, or you're on the West Coast and it's morning, you can only be exactly where you are in any given moment and exactly how you are in any given moment.
I liked your voice, the clarity of that how. The how was great. Have a sip of tea, darling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. If you're standing up, you could only be standing up. If you're sitting down, you could only be sitting down. And the circumstances, all of the circumstances of your life, including your thoughts and emotions and body sensations, can only be exactly what they are right now.
And even your ability to say how.
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 Okay.
Ready for the third?
Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself. Anything that you see about your life and you allow it to be will complete itself. Another way of saying that is anything that you allow to be will allow you to be. Because, you see, it's those things that you resist and say no to that dictate and dominate your experience of living. So if you say no to your partner's request, then your whole day is spent, or evening is spent, thinking about what they said and disagreement to it.
If you say no to yourself, I saw it today as I was walking downstairs. I noticed there was a tissue that had somehow floated to the floor. And there is the impulse, oh, go pick it up. But if you're on the way somewhere and you're saying, oh, no, I'll do that later, then there's, before you know it, your life is surrounded by things that keep catching your attention. You say, no, I'll do that later, no, I'll do that later, no, I'll do that later. And before you know it, you have very little of you left because you're having to walk around with blinders on because you have so many incompletions surrounding you.
Right. You know, if you're interested in calling in, callers are welcome. The number is 866-472-5795. And if you're in Europe,
it's 480-553-5747. That's 866-472-5795 and 480-553-5747. We're taking to announcing the numbers when we're doing live shows, occasionally when we're traveling, like when we'll be coming to Europe in a couple of weeks. Some of the shows will be pre-recorded. But if we're live, you're welcome to call in.
We're live right now.
We are. Speaking of which, we're coming in to Hamburg to do the Freedom to Breathe on March 31st and the Freedom to Be Yourself, April 1st through 3rd. And I really think about that. A lot of people don't have the freedom to be themselves. They always have that governor in there that's checking and stopping, saying, well, you can't say that, you can't do that. You're always trying to second-guess yourself rather than give yourself the freedom to be.
Right. So the freedom to be yourself is a real gift, and you're invited. Our next workshop in the New York area is the Transformational Time and Project Management course, April 30th and May 1st.
So that's just what we've got going on. We usually talk about that a little later in the show, but we thought, hey, why not? It's here. It's up. Let's do it.
So what is it that keeps us from being the captain of our own ship? I got one. I was speaking to somebody this morning, actually. It's the idea that we can't, or the idea that we don't know how, or we aren't far enough along yet in our life to justify taking command.
Mm-hmm. Those ideas that you listen to, that thought that you listen to that says something.
That you believe is you.
Believe to be true.
And you believe it to be true, that's right. So you listen to thoughts as though they're true and as though they are you, not realizing that you're just listening to a radio station.
But additionally, though, sometimes you will elicit, oh, you can't do that type. From people around you. For example, we were on the international call yesterday with the folks in, actually, I think we had 11 different cities on around the world. And one of the individuals on the call, a lovely lady named Katya, had just had an interview within her company for another position, a position that would be an upgrade for her. And she was very inspired by it. And she had the impulse to write the interviewer a little note saying, thank you, I really enjoyed speaking with you. And over the course of the call, we actually made that suggestion to her as well, because there were a few things she thought she might not have covered in the interview that she would have liked to have said. And she said she had mentioned to a colleague that she had that impulse, and the colleague said, oh, no, you can't do that. That's too much. Don't do that. That a person sometimes has their own governors ratcheted down tightly, and then they will encourage you to not go for your life.
Well, that happened with us about 26 years ago. We were in San Francisco, and I was... we were out at dinner with a fellow who was actually my boss at the company I was working for at the time, or had worked for. And we were talking about going off to this meditation center, and it was, he said, Shia, don't do it. Don't do it. And
I'm your friend. Don't do it. And I rather strongly
got in his face.
Suggested to him that his advice wasn't friendly, because he wasn't looking at what Shia's heart's desires were. He was afraid himself and canceling Shia to caution where no caution was needed.
Right. So people will often advise you to not go for your dreams, as if you're not good enough to make it, and you are. And we have a break coming up.
Yeah, so as you go to the break, see if you can keep connecting in rather than drifting off, so that you can own your moment.
Right.
Why not own the moment? That sounds like
I
good.
I like that. That sounds
We'll be back
good.
Shortly. Why don't y'all come on back with us? And don't miss
being here.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I just want to take a moment to thank all our listeners. We really appreciate that you all have helped to make us one of the top-rated shows on the Seventh Wave Network. And also, for those of you who take the time to either listen live or listen to the shows the week they come out, to make it easier for you, you're welcome to subscribe to our show on iTunes. If you've done it before and you're no longer getting it, that happened when the network upgraded the whole radio station and the connections were lost. So you can just go through our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can go back in and you can resubscribe, or you can subscribe new on Facebook if you want to just have it arrive rather than having to go and collect it each week. We have a caller on the line. Should we take him?
Oh, yes, yes. Adam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Are you still in New York?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What can we do for you today?
Okay, so the question I have for you is that this week has been really great. And that's...
Well, before you go too far, what has made this week so great?
Well, I attended your workshop, License to Live.
Uh-huh.
And then I came to Monday Night Alive, which you do in New York City.
Right.
On Monday nights. And, I mean, just things have gotten a lot easier. And I'm going to... And I just... My question is, you know, I feel like now I'm the captain of my ship, and it's how to keep my momentum when I go back into school, which I go to school in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Well, first of all, I have a question for you. How's it going with your homework that you had to bring home to do, you know, for when you go back?
It's great. Like, I actually enjoyed doing my homework last night.
Oh, that's excellent.
And I did homework that I never thought I could. I did my digital signal processing homework, which is, I'm studying for computer engineering, so it's very involved. And it was something that I thought I couldn't do in a single night.
Uh-huh.
But I was able to do, I did it from start to finish in one night, and it only took maybe 6 hours or something, which is incredible.
That's great. Congratulations.
See,
that's
thank you.
What I was talking about earlier, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but one of the things is we often have ideas or thoughts based in the past that were lodged back when you either were not fully in yourself or you weren't as good at it or you didn't want to do the studies.
That actually corrupt your current moment because you believe those thoughts about yourself to be true, about what you're capable of.
So I have a question for you. You obviously had that thought because you just said it. You said, I didn't think it could be done. How did you approach it that was different?
How did I approach it that was different? I mean, I read the chapter, and I started reading the chapter, and then I went to the question. I realized that there were things that they were going over that were from calculus that I wasn't too familiar on. I didn't beat myself up for it. Instead, I looked it up in a math book.
Well, let's stop you right
it's
here for a second.
It's too good now, okay?
Because you see, you said you realized that there were things from calculus that you didn't understand, but you didn't beat yourself up for it. That's the first thing. You see, if you go off and beat yourself up, which has been your bent earlier on,
right?
It takes you off course. Because you can only do, see, second principle, no two things can occupy the same atom at the same time.
Right.
So you can either be looking at the work and seeing what needs to be done, or you can be listening to the conversation that says, I don't know this, I should have learned it already, I'm bad.
Yes.
And if we even take it a step back, you were reading the chapter not to get it over with, but to absorb the information, and you were there with enough awareness to be able to pick out what wasn't making sense to you, and that the answer to that would be found in another location, and you took the time to go and do that background.
Yes.
So why we're stopping you here is because you ask us a question. How do I keep momentum?
How do you maintain momentum?
And the first is I wouldn't think about maintaining momentum because that's you going somewhere trying
that's
to maintain
going, that,
something.
That's going off in your mind to the future to try to keep things the way you want them to go.
Yes.
But the questions we're asking you are to elicit that you're obviously doing something that works. And if you take a look and see what it is that you're doing, then you have, or the way you're being, you have a lot of the clues already.
I'm going to talk to you about something else, though, Adam. And that is you're wanting to be liked.
Yes.
So you want to be liked by other students that you go to school with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them to consider you weird or a geek or whatever.
Yeah.
So when they go out drinking or partying
or hanging
or watching television
mm-hmm.
or playing computer games, you can either go off with them and do that or you can stay true to what you're in college for, which is to prepare you to become a masterful computer engineer.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't take breaks and you shouldn't go out and you shouldn't be with your friends, but there's a drive to conform when there are people who are taking breaks just to escape and because they get to the place where they're reading the chapter and they don't understand it. And rather than pause for a moment and look at, I don't know the calculus, they'll beat themselves up, they'll disengage, and they'll say, oh, man, I'm going out for a drink. And they won't want to go alone. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to have compatriots to go with them to justify their lack of engagement.
Yeah. See, that happens all the time.
You, mm-hmm. you said, Adam, that you were in the weekend with us, the freedom to...
License to live.
Mm-hmm. I was jumping ahead to Germany.
Hamburg,
already.
Yeah.
Right. You said that you were in the weekend with us. And what you did in that weekend, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly was stay engaged with the current conversation that was happening moment to moment. So that trained you to be in the current moment of your life.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yes.
Now, when you applied yourself to your homework, coming from being present moment to moment, then suddenly your ability to absorb information, your ability to be productive, suddenly takes a quantum leap, and you did more work in 6 hours than you ever thought was possible.
Yes.
And it was effortless.
Yes.
Now, that's the fun part of it. It wasn't this big deal. It was you were there, and it was easy.
Yes.
See, that's the trick. The trick is to stay in your life, in what's happening in your life, not rush off to possible futures.
The other thing is I appreciate that you tell yourself the truth about what you're passionate about. Because a lot of college students on spring break go down to Cozumel or someplace in Florida or Palm Springs and get blotto drunk for the week. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, that you spent the initial part of your spring break investing in you is really quite impressive.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that wasn't originally how I thought things would be going.
What do you mean?
I had this story that, you know, I can't do work on break.
Uh-huh.
And that I would just twiddle my thumbs even if I tried to sit down to work.
Yeah, but you know, you were smart enough to bring that up on Friday night, and the first thing that we talked about with you was the possibility that you use this time where you're not in your classes to bring yourself up to speed, to catch up with things you might have been confused about, that you might actually even get yourself a head start on things so that when you go back, you're not struggling to listen to your professors.
Or you're not thinking about if you can keep up.
Yeah.
See, once you fall behind, it's like if you get there a little late, then everything is catch-up. And so it's like you're running after the train.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got yourself up to speed now, it's very easy to keep yourself at speed. You know, take a look at our car. We have a Prius, you know, and it's got an onboard computer that tells us how many miles we're getting per gallon. Well, when we go from zero to, say, 65 out on the highway here, we're getting maybe 20 gallons. Maybe 10 to 20 gallons, miles per gallon. But when we're up at speed, we can get
70,
80,
100
miles per gallon effortlessly. It doesn't take much once you've gotten up to speed. So the trick is to get up to speed and then don't take your foot off the accelerator. And don't put your foot on the brake if you don't need to.
Cool.
You know, we have to take a break now. Can you come back with us briefly after the break?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back with Adam and with us. And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Adam, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. Shia and I were talking about just a couple more things for you at the break. And one is I just wanted to reiterate that analogy Shia was using about how much energy it takes to bring our car up to speed. And one of the things that I see is if you have to accelerate quickly or you have to stop because you haven't been paying attention to the car in front of you, and so you're not managing yourself, you burn a whole lot of extra energy because you can really see it in our car. We get instantaneous and we get a cumulative readout on how we're doing. And I think one of the things that you're doing right now quite nicely is you're seeing what's coming ahead and you're taking care of it now rather than dragging your feet into the last minute and then rushing to try and get it accomplished. And I think that's really quite wonderful.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
And that's how you'll handle the future when it gets here, you see. Don't worry about how you're going to do it, how you're going to keep the state of well-being you've discovered. Just live in it.
You know, there's a term they use when you're actually boating or a captain. They call it time on the water, that there's really no substitute for time on the water, that you start to see different conditions and different scenarios, and you learn to be able to read the water and compensate for the wind and the waves and the currents. And I really see that for you, that you're investing, that you listen to the radio show, that you get the podcast, the video mini sessions.
That you come to Costa Rica. I mean, you're 20 years old, and that you've come to Costa Rica twice now?
Yes.
That's remarkable.
And this time without your mom. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So thanks for calling in today, and we're excited for you, too, and we're looking forward to see where it goes from here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks.
You know, I think Adam's really fortunate. First of all, his mom introduced him to what we're about. But, boy, to have had the kind of support structure that he's found for himself at an early age is quite wonderful. And if you're listening to the show, you found a support structure, too. And you're starting to recognize, if you pay attention, that you don't have to do it all alone. No captain of a ship becomes a captain going out there and navigating something all by himself or herself. They learn from people who have navigated the waters before. And it's so much faster for you all than it was for Shia and I. And I think that's one of the great gifts of being around people who've gone down the dead end. You don't have to go there.
That's right. We have another caller.
Yes, we do. Eric, you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Nice to hear your voice.
It's great to hear your voice. This is such a treat. I'm calling from Boston, where it is cold and rainy, but it's lovely suddenly because I'm talking to you guys. I actually had a question about this captain of your ship thing because I find it to be a little bit of a paradox given some of the things that I've learned working with you guys. Because for me, being the captain of your ship somehow implies there's control. And
well, there is.
But I also know that life shows up the way it shows up, and it
yes,
is
but you
beyond
can,
my control.
Now, this is true, too, so there is a paradox. But you see, here's the thing, Eric. Life shows up beyond your control in each moment.
Mm-hmm.
And how you interact with your life as it's showing up determines whether you are the victim of your life or the author of your life.
Well, using a ship example, a captain of a ship cannot control the tides, can't control the winds, can't control what currents or what
the rain and the wind
or what obstructions are underwater.
Right.
But if you are skillful and you're there, you know how to compensate for those things and to avoid the shoals. So it's both are true. The other thing, too, I was thinking about it today. Shia and I at one point did a safe boating, or we've done a couple of safe boating courses. You need to have license to captain a ship, even a small boat these days. And one of the things that we learned while we were taking these courses is if you take a very large vessel and it's going forward and it's got momentum, then and you want to stop it, and you not only stop the forward thrust of the engines, but even put it in full reverse. It can sometimes take a mile or 2 miles to stop and be prepared to reverse its direction. And I think sometimes you think you don't have control because you have momentum going in a direction and you haven't stayed with your course correction long enough to actually see the results. You think, oh, God, that didn't work.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
The other thing is you can either be a yes or a no to how your life is showing up. One makes you the author of your life. One makes you the victim of your life. One makes you the captain of the ship. One makes you the deckhand on the ship complaining about where it's going.
And the other thing is we know you, and we know that at least part of your job is as a lawyer and as a sole practitioner in your company, and I have a feeling that you spend during your day at least some of the time, more time on your own than a person who, say, would go into work at a firm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
which is unusual in my past. I used to be much more involved with lots of people in a day.
But I think sometimes that when, for you now, you start getting the idea that you have to do it alone, that you might actually not be using the resources around you as well as you can. That's just my hit on what's happening for you, particularly because, you know, if you're trying to grow your business, you can get into a head down and have to make it happen mode that doesn't necessarily expand your horizons.
Yeah, that really, everything you guys are saying really rings true to me, and I know that the efforting and the struggling doesn't produce, well, it may produce some results, but I'm, you know, it produces at a tremendous cost, and I feel like what you just said, I don't even know how I would use it yet, but I feel like you're right. Like, I need to, it appeals to me, the idea of suddenly looking at it like, well, yeah, I'm doing my own business, but it doesn't mean that I can't reach out or have people reach in somehow.
Right.
Well, you know, there's recently been some studies done at Dartmouth University about the brain and how it functions. And one of the functions of the brain is it doesn't want to learn new things that challenge what it already holds to be true.
So that if we were to present you with something that goes outside what you already know to be true, there's a part of your brain that lights up to actually disregard the new information.
Even though you think you want to learn something new.
Now, that could be like, oh my God, what do I do with this now?
There's anything that's inconvenient to what you already know, your brain, and this is everybody out there now, your brain doesn't want to hear.
Yeah, I didn't take it personally.
Well, I was just making sure that everybody got that I wasn't only speaking to you about
this. Yeah, they didn't research your brain, Eric, and go, you know, Eric's brain doesn't want to learn anything new.
And you, I know you, and I know that you like to learn new things.
Yeah, that's true. But even so, that when something challenges something that I think I know,
right,
you should see my ego or something, you know, get its back up.
Exactly.
Or produce all of my degrees or my whatever to say, well, I don't know. So I could see that.
That makes you a deckhand.
Yeah.
Because if you get reactionary rather than being able to hear another perspective, and our brains are wired to have us be deckhands, to have us be reactionary, to not want to hear and absorb something new, and only with your own personal presence.
Well, this is that paradox you were talking about. See, you have to control your mind's tendency to go tangential on information that comes its way.
And given research, it's not controllable, except for you can grow your brain. There are other studies that show that when you bring attention to something, you build neural pathways. You actually build
new synapses. By bringing awareness to how something is going on, it actually creates new synapses and neural pathways.
Well, that sounds like it ties in directly with a lot of what you've often said, is that yours is the slack jaw school of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which I sort of take to meaning that just noticing and going, huh, by doing that simple non-judgmental noticing, you're saying that you actually can build neural pathways?
Exactly. In fact, that's what does. Well, look, We're going to have to go to a break soon. Can you hang out with us a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, great. So,
because I you'll ask that question again.
Okay.
Because I won't be able to remember it, given me.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back with us.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Back, everyone. We've been having fun chatting with Eric on the break. We were talking about how when you get into that monocular feeling like you have to do it alone, it doesn't leave room for spontaneity, and it certainly doesn't leave room for an expanding capacity for fun.
That is true. By the way, I'm not alone right now. My cat Ruby jumped into my lap.
Well, see? Yeah.
I don't know. I actually wrote down what we had left off on, but we don't, I mean...
What was it?
It was how non-judgmental awareness can help build neural pathways.
Uh-huh.
It was about the Dartmouth study and how I had said, oh, wow, that sounds a lot like what you talk about when you talk about the Slackjaw School of Enlightenment.
Yeah, actually, it was a different study, the neural pathways, but I really see how when you... engage, and you're not judging. Judging slaps it into what you already know.
See, yes. When you either agree or disagree with something, then you are relating back to what you already know. So nothing, and you're not really present to what's going on. You're in a thought process about what's going on, which keeps you from being in the current moment of your life.
So when you're really present in the current moment of your life, you're creating neural pathways. That attention to how your life is showing up in studies. In fact, his name was Eric also.
Eric. I don't remember right now.
He won the Pulitzer Prize for his studies on how the brain regenerates itself in creating synapses. It was when the mice brought attention to what they were doing, they grew neural pathways. So we're all a little bit larger than a mouse, but I don't
Hopefully
know.
I can do what a mouse can do.
Can you double click?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, you gave me a lot, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, when you're not having fun, the chances are you've gotten lost in a tangential thought that has taken you out of your life.
Yeah, but you're not working optimally. I mean, if you take a look, I don't know if you're listening to the show before you came on, but Adam was talking about how much fun it was and how great it was to study for those 6 hours and accomplish something he didn't know was possible, that it became this discovery adventure rather than, oh, God, got to do it.
And it created a new possibility for him as far as studying was concerned.
Yeah, I did listen, and I thought it was amazing that I think he might have said he had fun doing his homework.
That's right.
And that
But do you fun. Have fun doing your homework, my friend?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say sometimes, but I don't always, for sure, and probably not as often as I do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have the idea that work, getting a project done, is serious business.
Right.
And that it's responsible, because it's what we've seen. You absorb in the first 6 years of your life, you absorb ways of being. You observe how people operate, and that includes you learn how to complain, and you learn how to worry, and you learn how to be serious when going to work.
And work is, you know, that's why they have a Labor Day, celebrate a day off from work.
Right. And
as their work is bad.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens for you. Because I recall as you were first jumping back into the possibility of transformation, there was an inspiration in you. You allowed yourself to have fun, and you allowed yourself to have spontaneous, unexpected moments of pleasure.
You know, see, your mind gets used to or compensates for your transformation.
Okay.
So, that was very loyally. okay.
Well, I could say, what do you mean?
Yes. Well, you see, when you first reengaged in our lives, when you first reengaged with us, because we knew each other 25 years, 26 years ago, suddenly magical things were happening in your life everywhere.
True.
And it was outside of your control, but then your thought process figures things out. At least it thinks it figures it out and thinks it understands it, and then you are more in the thought process than the direct experience of your life. So you lose your direct experience, but you think you know what it is.
I think that...
Just thinking about that.
Yeah, and I have to say, one of the things that you guys said earlier about taking time to stop the ship or reverse it, and things don't happen in the instant. It's instantaneous, and it happens over time. It's just
yes.
One of those things that it was good to be reminded of, and I think that's all part of this conversation.
Well, the other thing, too, is I think so many great things have happened to your life in the last year or couple of years, Eric, and if we go back to the very beginning question that Adam had, and he said, how do I keep this and how do I maintain momentum? I think sometimes when you've been having challenges or difficulty in communications with your wife, or for those of you who have it with your kids or with your coworker, and suddenly, instantaneously, that's resolved or things get well, then we have a tendency to try to keep things in place so we don't lose that. Rather than
that's
just
when we get careful. You know, when you didn't have any money at all, then money was not a problem. But when you started to get some money, now you have the problem you might lose some money, you know?
I totally get that.
Right. So, you know, you were carefree. Oh, I don't have much, but I'm eating and I'm sleeping and I got a house that I'm living in and everything's fine. But when you start accumulating a little money, then you worry about you might lose it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's the same thing. You got to keep surrendering to your life in each moment, and then you'll discover what's next. But to try to figure it out, oh, my, you can't even begin to expect what could happen, and it usually does, because life shows up unexpectedly, not as you plan.
I hear you, and I get it, and I... Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad you called in today. Really,
yeah.
Really. We don't get to see you that often, and it's such a pleasure to have been able to speak with you today.
Really.
You guys really gave me a gift today. I really appreciate it.
Excellent.
And you gave it back. Thank you very much.
And you gave it to everybody here. In fact, you know, Eric gave of himself. I'm sure you got something from listening to him. And, you know, you can share it with your friends. You can share the show. You can Facebook it or tweet it or, you know, send it on. So, again, want to thank you all for listening today. We really appreciate you. And hope that you're the captain of your ship and not just a deckhand.
Thanks
for being here. We'll be back here next week.
And come on back and don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.